Remember about body language? It will take you 20 years to transact these properties in Australia for them to become mainstream. And I really saw that was self-evident in the UK. When I, in 2002, I think 2002, 2003, I think when I took the We Buy Houses brand into the UK with, you know, lease options, rent to buy, and all these creative strategies and loan assumptions. And it was like, you know, pushing shit uphill with a rubber fork. You know, everybody said it was illegal, can't do, impossible. Yeah, it took about 20 years. And although none of the laws have ever changed in England, now it has 100% acceptance and everybody does that stuff. And, you know, I'm doing the whole We Buy Houses thing, and some people have started to say, well, how are you doing it, you know? And I've always been like, the world's a big place. There's always enough for everybody. So I used to share with how I was putting all these transactions together. And one of the things happened was about 2006, 2007, a mortgage insurance company rang me up. And the mortgage insurance company that rang me up was called Genworth, from memory. And they're the guys that insure bank loans so that when the bank gets a foreclosure, the bank doesn't actually take the loss. The insurance company that underwrites that bank loan actually takes the loss. Anyway, they said, look, there's a bankers meeting going on in, you know, George Street, which was a very sort of top end of the business end of town in Sydney. And he'd like me to come along and maybe I could share some ideas on some problems they've got. And I was kind of like, well, okay, I'm not really a banker guy, but, you know, I'll go along. And I remember thinking I'd come from tennis or something and I was wearing like shorts and a T-shirt or a short and flip-flops. I mean, I wasn't really dressed up for a banker's meeting. And he took me along and he introduced me to this banker's meeting. And I remember seeing this boardroom full of all these people in suits. And there were representatives from all the different banks. And they introduced me, you know, Rick Otten, and he's got the We Buy Houses company. And I remember one of the bankers said to me, well, you know, Mr. Otten, you know, what do you believe to be the solution to the problem? And I said, well, guys, I'm not too sure I'm a solution guy until I understand what the problem is, but, you know, why don't you throw the problem at me and maybe I can think of a solution. And, you know, they told me that, you know, they were getting a lot of foreclosures. They were getting a lot of people who couldn't pay their home loans. And obviously we're now coming towards the global financial crisis. And, you know, these people weren't paying the home loans. And I remember stopping for about 1 second and I said, so why are these loans going into default? And I remember there was dead quiet in the room. And one of the bankers looked at me and he said, well, Mr. Rotten, the reason the loans are going into default is because people aren't paying them. And I remember thinking and saying, so is it the people aren't paying them or is it the loans aren't being paid? And there was a really sort of quiet kind of, everybody looked at each other in puzzlement. And I said, the reason is if it's a case of just the loans aren't getting paid, why don't you create a paperwork system whereby anybody can pay anybody else's loans, which means all the loans are now performing assets. They're not in delinquency, not behind on the payments. And then you don't have to worry about the Reserve Bank pulling more of your capital requirements into government bonds at 0.5%, securing a whole bunch of bad debt because now all your debts be paid. There'll be good debts. They're just being paid by different people. And that way your shareholders will be happy, you guys make billions more profits, and the world will continue on its way. And I remember thinking at the time, there was dead quiet in the world, in the room, and one of the bankers, yeah, looked at another man that was kind of in a three-piece suit, and he said, do you mean I pay you about $250,000 a year to be told by a homeless man how to solve the problem? And well, that was kind of it, and it was interesting because in about 2010, 2011, which was 4 years later, Australia rewrote the Credit Act, the credit code by which people could now lend money. And Article 18, they introduced Article 18. And it was the questions asked, you know, what happens if someone is now unable to pay their mortgage? And the answer is now, under the credit code, you know, people can't pay their mortgage and they can gift their property to somebody else who could pay the mortgage on their behalf. And I sat back and I thought, wow, there it is. The banks have introduced the paperwork system by which anybody can pay anybody else's house. And of course, this would happen a lot where you had people where they were in a lot of debt, say, you know, there's a lot of debts. So it was very interesting. Yeah, so then now we've got this system process. And what happened was, because when you got, like, you know, say things with a lot of debt on them, you know, with not much sort of cash value in them, it's referred to as, you know, buying and selling assets for a dollar a pound. You know, it's like how they did Chelsea Football Team in 1982, and General Motors did Rover Motor Car Company for $10, or Saab, I think it was. But anyway, the buying and selling of assets that have no cash value, just or debt, is referred to as buying or selling anything for a dollar a pound. Hence came for the title, you know, How to Buy a House for a Dollar, because it was all about the new ways you could transact properties based off the change to the National Credit Code. But where I got stung with all that was people took that title literally. And, of course, the rest is history.